This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, everyone. This is Mike Adams with naturalnews.com, founder of Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. And I'm interviewing today Justice Knight, one of the new champions of free speech, who is doing amazing work with his videos that are popular on YouTube and other video platforms as well. JusticeAKnight.com is his website, and Justice is spelled J-U-S-T-U-S, Justice A Knight, and that's K-N-I-G-H-T.com. Justice, thanks for joining me.
Oh, I appreciate the invitation.
You know, you've become a very popular and rather outspoken person with amazing videos, telling the truth, warning people about things that are coming. Tell us your story about how you got into this. Why are you speaking out at a time when there's so much censorship?
Well, it came from an unusual beginning, actually more of a corporate background than most, and not even a reporting student. Had it taken classes in writing and journalism. Didn't access that till much later on, though. Started and trying to find a bigger purpose than just growing companies. That was phenomenal, but it wasn't the final outcome that we were looking for. So I got very lucky and very blessed. I met Lisa Haven, who was a friend of yours also. Mm-hmm. And she inspired me, and I was helping her with some videos at one point in time. And she had noticed that she's like, well, your research capability is very high, because that's all I've ever done is organize and research. And in today's landscape, when you're trying to disseminate through so much information, the hardest part for any of us to do is to find out what's real and what's fake.
Yes.
They love to throw that fake news moniker on us, which was absolutely opposite of the real world. The fake news was the large CNNs and MSNBCs. So she took that research background and said, you know, you may want to apply it. And my audience, thankfully, noticed that we were able to put very complex concepts into the simplest terms. Guys like you are phenomenal in your depth and how you uncover things and how you dig. And just to be able to access a resource like you gives my audience and me the fuel we need to say, okay, let's break this down into smaller bites. Because even though everybody's heard 5G and they think they understand what the term means, they have absolutely still a limited capacity is what the capabilities of that B system is, and it is portion of the B system. That's what's going to execute it all at the end of the day.
Yes.
And that's a very long answer for how we got started.
So what are the big things that you think people need to know right now about what's happening in the world? Things that they're not learning from other conventional information sources like the fake news media.
Exactly. deceit. I always put things into terms as to, okay, so 5G for your life and my life and my parents' life and my kids' life, how is that going to make it more convenient for them? And everybody's silent. So no, honestly, what's it going to do for you? Tell me right now how it's going to make your life better. How is it going to make you closer to God? How is it going to change whatever you believe in?
I mean, really, it's just more bandwidth to bury your brain in more crap online that's not even true most of the time.
It's noise. It's the noise that they want in everybody's head. And I watch it with our teenagers and their Snapchat and their social media habits. And I always tell you, everybody says, well, what form has this demonic technology taken? I said, well, you're holding it in your hand.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the ultimate portal, because it gave you a distraction from everything that's important. I'm worried for our children when they get older, and we watch and we'll sit in a crowded area, and you and I were trained differently. I was very street smart. I know if I see somebody agitated in the background out of the corner of my eye, that I'm aware that that person's there, and to either keep my space or make a determination. Our children go through life blind to all that. They're completely blind. They don't know how to process it because it's not happening on their phone. Their phone's not alerting them.
Good point.
It's not telling them. Yeah. So this.
Wow. So the phone is their reality.
It's the reality.
Everything comes through.
They've diminished all reality outside. So is that carries a lot of weight to it? Because if you take it in a very simple sense, what are they dumbing them down for? What are they desensitizing them for? Mm-hmm. Because it is a desensitization to the world around you. It's also a way to control the message. Because if they need what they feel is real information, first thing you do, what do they do?
Check their phone.
They check their phone.
Right. Oh, and they can have emergency broadcasts where they take over the phones.
Yes.
I mean, this has been tested by the government. So on any given day, something big happens. Let's say, you know, giant UFO lands on the lawn of the White House. Everybody's going to get an alert on their phone.
Immediately.
And they
tested it.
They did test it, yes. Yeah.
And everybody's like, what was that? It's what we've been telling you. It's been there. Your phone isn't in your control at all. You put an application on and you think you're in control.
And what the messages they're going to send people, of course, will be the false official narrative.
Doctored narratives. Right. Exactly. Which they're extremely efficient at now, beyond even in your background, in my background. It still blows my mind when I see some of the new algorithms come out and how they're manipulating and maneuvering down to the point now they're not just wiping things. They're massaging things now. They're changing certain contextual references. It's a complete mental game. It's a brainwashing technique, and they've mastered it now. They've made a lot of mistakes in the past. Uh-huh. Black and white print, that was a little tough. Once it was printed, it was always in black and white. Everybody can always see it.
And they couldn't change it retroactively.
Right. The new medias, they can all be changed. Everything could be changed. Everything could be altered. If we don't like it later, we can strike it down. We could search it. You put search terms. And we're all helping them. Trust me, I help them. Hashtag this, hashtag that, hashtag this. All that's going to do is give them a category. And if you think about it, you know, Google, of course, being the originator of all this, they categorized everything and made it into a big catalog system. And its initial phase, it was genius. It was outright genius. How can we take all these concepts around this whole Internet of Things and nobody knows how to find anything? Let's build a catalog system. I mean, in its purest form, it was natural progression. Mm-hmm. Until you've now learned how to categorize on a belief. You learn how to categorize on a religion. You learn how to catalog on a political belief. These become dangerous now because now you've taken cataloging and convenience into weaponization.
And then Google can now target you based on your psychological profile or your beliefs or your orientation or anything.
100%.
They can send an alert to your phone to say, go vote, but only if you're a Democrat.
Yes.
For example.
And that's challenging. We heard that when Epstein came out and said, you know, everybody thought it was maybe it could affect a couple hundred thousand or maybe a million votes. And he brought out this astronomical number of control of how many votes they can waver within a system. And that's the power of the algorithm. And that wasn't by manipulating. They weren't going into the ballot box and changing a vote from Republican to Democrat, putting it very simply. No, they were mentally changing the outcome of elections by how they persuaded people to vote through what they showed them, through what they showed them was real and what wasn't real, what was being said or what wasn't being said. What they determined, by the way, it was all fake. It's all a narrative. Once you control an election, my take is you should be in handcuffs and in jail.
Right.
You're done.
By the way, this background noise for those listening, there's like Armageddon happening right next door.
We've done it. We've triggered it with this interview.
Apparently, they've unleashed the zombies with mortars or something. I don't know.
Somebody's decided that's enough information. See, it's because we're on one of the phones. They know now.
Yeah. Exactly. It does sound apocalyptic.
There's nobody in the theater, but somehow they turned it on. But that's just, if you ever want to talk to them, just look at your phone because you're talking to them anyway. That's what everybody has to be very mindful of. But that's really the reality of, and 5G just takes it to a different level because 5G now connects the whole Internet of Things into these smart cities, into the Agenda 2030s that we've heard about. And it starts to wrap their control machine. And an article came out this morning. It was on ARS, I believe, published it, and they said Verizon's going to put in all 5G smart cities into 5G into your home.
Okay, so what you're saying now really resonates with people who are informed and aware. But of course, we are now, those of us who are aware, we're living in a society where we're surrounded by the masses who are completely unaware and who have signed up for this beast system. Mm-hmm. They love it. They love being told what to think, I guess, because that's what they're signing up for all the time. And there are still people out there who use Google.
Yes.
You know, amazingly, I still hear people say, tried to find you on Google. I'm like, why are you using Google?
You're only going to get their search results. You
that's
won't
right.
get anything else.
And they blacklisted everybody who's talking about health freedom or natural health or you know, anything like that. They're all blacklisted.
Go to any, and even DuckDuckGo, which isn't perfect because they're also partial. They're better than Google, but not perfect. But just do the same search term in both of the web browsers. It's very eye-opening to you, to your family, to your friends, because everybody needs to understand it's within human nature to be very comfortable in a box. And the minute you put that arm outside the box or you think outside that box, it gets a little bit uncomfortable. And most of what's happening in the world around us right now, unfortunately, is very uncomfortable. And that's hard for a lot of people to get out. So I offer that advice to everybody. Don't get aggravated with your friends. Don't get aggravated by reaching out. Don't get aggravated by your family who doesn't understand. Everybody has a different trigger point.
Something will resonate with everybody. You just may not have gotten there. They may not have heard those words they need. They may not have seen the information themselves. I'm not an immediate believer. It takes a long time with me. Even things I know and I've studied, and I still need that next level of understanding before I'll even present it. I'm 100% committed on everything I present.
You clearly are.
Yeah, yes. You have to be. Yeah. There's things that are always, why don't you cover this yet? Because I'm not there. I'm not there personally. I'm not quite ready.
You have to do background research.
Tons. Yeah. Especially nowadays, because you don't know what you're being shown. You've seen it.
Yes. Yeah. And deep fakes are out there too. So in the future, you know, like someone will send me a video that's faked of you, or they'll send you a video that's faked of me. How are we supposed to, you know, good thing we can talk.
Yes. The government is creating technology to go after deep fakes. That should concern you, but they're the ones who also created a lot of deep fake technology.
Oh, and by the way, the more videos you post,
yes,
the more data they have to deep fake your face.
Yes.
So
we're done. We're toast.
That's right.
I know that moving in.
Too many hours of video already online.
They got every mannerism
mapped. Yeah.
And I watched a couple recently. I just did a video on it. And the modern deep fakes they're indistinguishable.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. Nobody will know. You won't know. When you start tying a lot of that into biblical scripture and you start going into what's that end times prophecy is going to be, and you start to see the false prophets and what image will that have, all the image and the platform and all this in one version, potentially, it's there already. The technology's there now. Yeah. Because you can't trust even somebody you're watching or somebody you're hearing or the words you're hearing, you don't know.
It's why
I met somebody out here today, and it was a younger gentleman, and he got very emotional, and I'm like, it's okay. We're all people, right? But to him, it's that step we need everybody to take. It goes from the electronic version of me to I'm standing in your face and I'm still talking this guy. It's no different.
That's right.
We all look slightly different, which is hilarious when you meet certain people. But it's the reality of love. It's the reality of the warmth. It's reality of the human engagement that these devices have stripped from us. It's why I call it the ultimate evil, because what God intended has been removed.
Absolutely. Now, just wrapping this up, I want to thank you, by the way, for your voice, the courage of your voice. There are not a lot of people who are willing to just say what's true and to do the research. It's very easy in society today to be part of the deception system. You get celebrated, you get moved to the top of the search engine rankings, and you get to keep your voice and you get to make money and everything. But if you tell the truth, you're cut off, you're demonetized, you're slandered, smeared, defamed, deplatformed, everything. And yet, for some reason, there's some driver in you, man, that has you standing your ground. I want to thank you for that.
No, I appreciate that. You can't do it for money. It's not there. It doesn't exist. But you can do it for love. You can do it for when that time comes. And I got to look him face to face. I want to say I did everything I could. Maybe not perfectly, maybe not completely to the rules and regulations, because I'm not perfect, but I did everything I could and everybody come along with me. And that's what it's all about. It has to be.
You know, it's a very mature, very wise point of view. And, you know, at times I've had the same thought. Whether we win or lose, our souls win because we never surrendered our souls.
No, they can't take those.
That's right.
They don't have them. We do.
That's right. And you can only give it up if you volunteer it.
That's it.
Well, the website is justusaknight.com. And again, the spelling is J-U-S-T-U-S. And Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T. And thank you, Justus, for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. What you've done and the work you do is amazing. Everybody just continue to support him. Without guys like you, we wouldn't exist. You've really laid the groundwork for that.
Well, we're all working together. We're all on the same team. Right. We're team humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Justus.
I appreciate it.
When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.